Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm very excited about our good friend Cliff Inico joining us again on the show. Cliff's a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He is one of the attorneys in our Brain Trust. He specializes in small business legal and tax issues. He's the author of a number of books, including the eBay marketing book. He co-authored a book called Money Hunt, which has been around for a while, and another number of other eBay books that you probably already know a lot about. And he's our good friend, Cliff Inico. Welcome back to the show.
Jim, it's always a pleasure, man.
It's good to have you back, as always. Hey, Cliff, my dad taught me a lot of things without really intending to teach me. I observed him. I watched him. He wasn't a philosopher, but I remember him saying things to me over time that turned out to be pretty philosophical he surprised me, but he surprised me years later, not at the moment, right?
Well, that's the old Mark Twain quote, you know. He says, "When I was a boy, I thought my father was a real dumb guy, but boy, but by the time I got a lot older, the old boy got a lot smarter."
That's exactly right. I can remember being 19, thinking my dad was pretty dumb, and by the time I was 21, I thought, he's been going to night school or something. What's going on here?
Yeah, right.
Anyway, your dad taught you a good lesson. Tell us about it.
Well, it's kind of funny, too. I mean, I get a lot of emails from people who are just overwhelmed, you know, by things. Time management, Jim, I think, is becoming almost impossible in the current age. I mean, I have what they call a portfolio career.
We're being assaulted with stuff.
Well, we do, yeah, you know, with maybe too many things.
Yeah.
But we chase too many you know, bright shiny objects. But you know, but I have a portfolio career and I do lots of different stuff. You know, I have I'm all over the map here. So for me, it's essential. You know, and I try to do as good a job as I can, Jim. There are days when I do not do it very well.
Yep.
And you know, in fact, here's a great line. I'll pass this on. I mean, I'm in a service business, obviously. So every once in a while, I have to email a client and say, "Don't worry, you're not being ignored. You're only being prioritized." And most of my clients get the humor of that, but you know, some of them probably don't.
Well, you could also say you only abuse the ones you love, too. You
can say exactly, that's right. But as the great Willie Nelson said, you were always on my mind.
Right.
But seriously, my dad told me something about things. When I was in high school, I got just caught up in just a lot of stuff. I had a paper route that I had to do 6 days a week. I had three after-school activities. I was taking four, you know, honors classes, you know, in my senior year because I wanted to get into a good college. And I was, frankly, running myself ragged. I wasn't really having any time for fun stuff, really. And I remember my dad set me down once, and he said, "Cliff, this is a curiosity." I said, "You know, I see you doing all this stuff, and you're great. I mean, you're going to go far in life." Of course, he was wrong about that. But he said, "You know, this is just something to think about, something I've learned in the course of my life." He said, "There's only four reasons in this world why one should ever do anything, unless, of course, it's something that the government makes you do. You know, nobody loves doing their tax returns, but if you don't do it, you wear an orange jumpsuit. So we're going to put that to one side. But aside to that, there's four reasons to do anything in life. You do it either because it brings you money, it brings you connections, it gives you education, or it's fun to do. If you're doing something that doesn't fall into any one of those four categories, why the hell are you doing it?" And of course, my dad was always fond for oversimplifying things. He was a bit of a Cracker Barrel philosopher.
Right.
We've talked to him on other segments on this show. But this one really hit home, and every once in a while when I find myself overwhelmed, I think about this. And this was triggered by, I don't know if you know about this, but there's this lady in Japan now who's written a new book about decluttering your house and things like that. I can't remember it. Kondo, I think her name is, with a K. And her big thing is whenever she consults with a client, you know, who's just like, you know, a hoarder, has tons of stuff all over the place. I think of my mom when I think of this.
Right.
And, she always say, whenever you take an object in your hand, look at it and ask yourself, does it spark joy? And if the answer is no, toss it or give it to charity, do something, whatever.
Right.
And I think there's a lot of times in our life we have to declutter our lives this way. We have to look at all the things we're doing and say, does it fall into one of those four categories? Mm-hmm. If it doesn't, and if the government's not making us do it, why the heck are we doing it?
Well, and another thing I think that to help declutter in business is look at something and say, are we managing this or are we trying to move it to a solution?
Yeah, yeah.
Because there's a lot of times I think we could all look around and say, you know what, this thing right here has kind of been in my way. Why do I keep managing it? Why don't I finish it?
Yeah, right. Yeah,
Why don't I just find the solution and either get rid of it with a solution or get rid of it because it isn't a solution, but right now it's just an annoyance.
Yeah, true enough.
I mean, I really think that's an important thing when if you're proud of yourself for multitasking.
Yeah.
Remember, folks, multitasking isn't the goal. Nobody should be excellent at multitasking. You should be getting rid of stuff. Quick break. Right back with Cliff Vinico. I'm Jim Blasingham. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.